Another hand.
And all right, and our third speaker is going to be Richard, and his topic is Simplicity is the Key.
I got to use this mic. I'm recovering addict. My name is Richard. Feel like I want to rap. Damn. I'm recovering addict. My name is Richard V. I'm from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and I am excited about being here. I need to let you guys know, man, that it is a pleasure and always an honor to be in service. I'm honored that you guys asked me to come down. I'm honored that you give me an opportunity to be in service for this fellowship. My topic today is simplicity is the key. I don't know about anybody else, man, but I just got to think hard sometimes when they ask me to do things like this, because all I can do is draw on my experience, my strength, and hope that you guys can relate to that. So when we're talking about simplicity is the key, a lot of days I got to break that down. What are they talking about? What are they saying to me? Simplicity is the key. The key to what? See, I understand about when I'm in the street, simplicity is the key, because I done woke up many a mornings sick. Ain't got no dope, ain't got no money. And the one thing that runs through my head is very simple. Boy, you sick, you got to get some cash. So I didn't come up with a whole lot of elaborate plans. I didn't, you know, a lot of days I didn't have all of those things that people proclaimed that they had while they was using. All I had was my wits. And sometimes my wits at a time like that wasn't real good. So I done snatched the purse. You understand what I'm saying? I done rolled the drunk. I done sat up all night and stole somebody's shit when they nodded off. So those things were very simple for me, because at that particular time they met the need that I had. So I come in here and you're talking about simplicity and it's key, and I got to ask myself, what need do I have? What am I looking for? What do I want? Well, I know for me early on what I really wanted, the first thing I ever really wanted that I can really think of in Narcotics Anonymous was to feel safe. Feel safe. Because on a lot of days, man, I don't know about anybody else out here, but my history is penitentiary and dangerous, dangerous positions. I put myself in life-threatening situations time and time again because I had a need for a drug that told me there ain't no respite. You ain't got no time to sit on your ass. You get up, you do what got to be done, not just tomorrow, but every day. You got to do whatever it is you got to do to make yourself feel better. Not once in a while. I'm talking about my disease had me out there every day. You know, I think about, man, I'm fucked up because he asked me to work overtime. Well, I think about how many times I had to work from 7 o'clock in the morning to 4:30 the next morning to get what I needed. You know, because it didn't always come easy. So a lot of times I didn't want to put in the overtime when I thought that the reward wasn't coming as fast as I thought it should. But I was willing to put in the overtime any time it took for me to stay out there and feed this disease, because it demanded that I stay. Simplicity is the key. Let me think. Well, when I'm talking about being simple, what am I talking about? I'm talking about a couple things. I remember, see, I've had a sponsor for a long time. My first sponsor was a cat named Yusef, and he was very practical. He used to say real good things to me like, no, sit down. You know what I'm saying? And I would feel, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but yeah, you gotta think about it. Have you ever just gauged how you felt when somebody told you no to something that you thought you really wanted or needed, and they just say some real simple shit like, no, I ain't gonna do that. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel real uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable. I feel that I'm justified in explanation. But Noah's the basic and most simple word that we got. When everybody asks you, well, what does no mean? What are you telling? What's the definition of no? No. No mean no. And I don't know how anything else can be any simpler or basic than that. It just no. So I don't know whether or not it's comfortable for me to live with simplicity. I need explanations. I need things to make me feel better about whatever situation it is. I'm not comfortable holding this mic because can I switch this thing up in any kind of way so I don't have to hold this because I feel so restricted. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do the best I can. I know for me, man, simplicity was hard. Because dig this, I use justification and rationalization in every instance that I did something that I knew wasn't correct or was incorrect or was against my upbringing. Every time I did something, I had a rationalization or a justification for it. And it was never simple. Let me tell you about the instance that what happened to me coming down here today. I got up in plenty of time. I went down to the swimming pool. I got in some laps. I exercised. I was feeling good. I went back up in my room. I took a shower. I got dressed. Called my partner. We go get in the car. And we asked our other partner, tell him where we're going. He ain't coming because he ain't feeling good. So he say, listen, you can get there. Just go straight down 13. So we jump in the car. We listen to music. We drive straight down 13. We going to Ocean City. Straight down 13. We keep going straight down 13. I look up, we enter in Virginia. Virginia? Virginia? Now, I want to say some real hip stuff, but the bottom line was, that was the direction he gave me. I believed in what he said, and I followed the direction. It was wrong. Now I want to blame him because the direction that he gave me wasn't correct. So now I get back on track, I ask somebody, the lady say, go up to the light, make a right, go on 113, stay on 113 till you get past Berlin, you're 9 miles from Ocean City. So we go up the road 4 miles, we make a right at the light, and zoom, I'm off. Speed limit say 55. I say, fuck that. I'm doing 70. Right? So I'm getting it in. I got my foot on the gas. I'm pressing down. I'm rolling. We talking. And all of a sudden, you know what happened. Police! Oh, I hit the brake. I slow down. Right? Lady pull out. Now listen, let me tell you. Lady pull out, and I'm saying to myself, my partner said, oh, she got you. I said, no, she didn't. She didn't get me. I wasn't speeding. Yes, I was. So now I slow down. She pulled me over. When she come now, I'm running all of these scenarios. What I'm going to tell her the reason why. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give her all these reasons. I'm a disabled vet. You see my plates? I got all kinds of shrapnel in my body. I was trying to make it to the bathroom before I pee on myself. Yeah, that's what I was going to tell her. So I got this all worked up, right? So the lady walked up. She said, my name is Sheriff Somebody. My name is Sheriff Somebody. I'm from the Harlan County Sheriff's Office, and I need to tell you, you were doing posted 75 in a post of 55 mile an hour. So I said, damn. You dig what I'm saying? Because she took away my gun. You dig what I'm saying? I said, damn. You know what she said? Hell, that was just what I said when you passed me. Damn. So what I'm saying to you is about the simplicity of it. I wasn't going to simply cop out to the fact that, yeah, I was speeding. I was trying to give her a reason because I was uncomfortable with being caught. Now I want to justify my reason for breaking the law. And I'm going to give her a good explanation, but she took away my gun. She brought me back to the basin. The bottom line, Richard, you was wrong. Now, the blessing is she didn't give me a ticket. But I need to tell you this, too. I didn't stop speeding. Soon as she went about her business, I went about my business and started taking chances again. So I think that might be what it is about simplicity. It's too easy. When somebody gives me an explanation that I think is plausible, if it doesn't sound difficult or complex enough, I think it won't work. because it's too easy. A lot of days I don't want to do things that are clear to me. I want to do things that are going to challenge me. And so I invent shit. I make waves where there ain't no waves. Why? I can't tell you any other reason except I'm a dope fiend. I've been a dope fiend longer than I've been clean. I've been doing that a long time. So I need you guys to understand it. For a lot of days, man, things like this aren't very clear to me. I am learning. I am learning how to simplify my life. I am learning how to be comfortable when my life is simple. Because a lot of days, I'm not comfortable. Listen, I remember when I got clean, right? And I was going to college and I was doing all these things. And one day I looked up in the mail and they had sent me 7 credit cards. Now, understand, at one point I didn't have any. So I had 0 debt in that era. I come up with 7. And what my brain said was, hell, I could use this one for this, that one for that, this one for this, that one for that. And the other part of my brain is, shit, if I don't have to pay right now, I don't have to pay at all. It don't work like that. What I did, because I had no knowledge of how to work credit or get credit or how to use credit, I wound up abusing the credit. The simplicity of just cutting the cards up and saying I didn't want them escaped me. I wanted the cards because they gave me prestige. I wanted the cards because they gave me power. I wanted the card because they gave me flexibility. I wanted the card because, shit, I just wanted the cards. And I'm telling you guys these things because it all could have been avoided had I just said what? No. See, a lot of days the hardest word for Richard to say to Richard is no. Because I want a lot of things. I remember, listen, my sponsor Youssef told me one time, he said, Rich, all you got to do is just learn to say no. And he said, you don't have to learn to say no to nobody else. You just have to learn to say no to you. I was like, damn, that makes sense. So for about 2 weeks, when she came up, I said no to me. And it was cool. But have you ever been uncomfortable when things are going well? You feel like because they're going well, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Have you ever thought about the fact that the reason the other shoe drops is that you take the laces out and it can't do nothing but fall? So I proceeded to take the laces out. I proceeded to find little bitty things for me to put myself in the situations so that, quote unquote, I can work my way out of it. I am learning that my higher power will give me information that I need to keep my life simple. I am learning how to accept the information that my higher power gives me. See, because a lot of days, see, I don't know how yours work, but my higher power works through people. And if somebody approaches me with the information that I need and they do not appeal to me, either visually or mentally or spiritually or however, they don't appear to be the right person to give me what I need to get by, I reject the information. Ain't got enough clean time to say shit to me. That motherfucker don't know what he's doing. He's a dope fiend just like me. Well, how can he tell me that? His marriage is fucked up. And I go through all of these judgments in my head and the information that they're giving me, I don't even look at that. I'm so wrapped up on the person that's coming to me with it. A lot of days I don't get mad because they tell me. I get mad because it's you saying it. And I don't like you. I know for me, man, learning to surrender was not an easy thing. I always thought that surrender was a sign of weakness. And I never had a concept of surrendering being a move of a smart person. So now I'm learning that because I say, hey, I can't do nothing with that. Don't make me a coward. That don't make me weak. That don't make me none of those things. That just make me a cat that understands his limitations. A lot of times it's hard for me to accept my limitations because, dig this, when I have to start accepting my limitations, that put me in right in the face of the idea that of my own mortality. See, I ain't regressing. I'm not, you know, my last birthday, I turned 54. Day before my birthday, I was 64. But when my birthday came, I went to 54. Well, that ain't how it works. If you understand what I'm saying, because I'm getting birthdays and I'm keeping, that age is adding up. And a lot of days, man, I come face to face with the fact that I am getting older. So as I get older, I'm learning that I can't do as much as I used to do. I was listening to Errol describe the fight, and I was saying to myself, shit, I'd have been out of breath when I grabbed him the first time. I'd have been doing some shit like, yo, I'ma fuck you. I'ma fuck you. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Let me get my breath. I'ma fuck you up for real. Fights didn't used to go like that. We would be in it and be like. Now it's some shit like. And it's because you get tired, you get older, you get things change. And not only for you physically, but they change for you spiritually. You learn to think better. I'm coming. Good. I got 5 minutes. So dig this. I'm going to help y'all and help myself. I love you. I thank you guys, man, for giving me the opportunity to be here because I'm learning so much. I need to tell you guys, I ain't got all the answers. A lot of guys, a lot of days, the men that I sponsor, they approach me because they think that I have all the answers. I have to remind them that I got a sponsor too. And the women that I sponsor, thank you very much. But a lot of days I have to be reminded that I don't have all the answers, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So I'm just telling you guys, man, that when we come or I'm talking about simplicity, you need to understand that this is a topic that I am new to. The most basic thing that I learned early on in the basic text was that it's in the third step, I think. It said, we talk and listen to others. That for me was the basis on how this fellowship worked. I will learn to be simple. I will learn to understand simplicity is the key. If I talk and I listen to others, because I truly got to tell you guys, there are probably people more in contact with simplicity is the key than me. So I need to continue to learn it. I know my sponsors are peaceful dudes. That's one of the reasons why I asked him to sponsor me. Because I want to learn how he's got that peace. So I emulate him and I follow the information that he gives me. This is a good day, man. I'm sweating. I still feel like I want to sing a song because this place looks like an auditorium. And I've always had fantasies about being a rock star. With some tight jeans on and some sequin shirts. But I'm just a man. I'm just a man that's learning to live within himself and accept the limitations of himself and learning to enjoy life. Recovering addict, my name is Richard, and thanks for letting me share.